Hi there. Thank you both for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Lulu wanted me to get on the line, of course, to get you the details of the service, answer any questions that you have, and then also to apply that new in-business rate since the business is pretty much brand new. And happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
So far, so good.
Good, good. I'm really happy to be speaking with you guys. I do have your file here in front of me, and of course I'm sure you not only use Google yourself, you're likely also aware and familiar with that local map, right? That PAC result that does pop up right near the top of the page?
Correct.
Beautiful. And that's actually the position that Lulu is calling about. She's not speaking about the Google paid ads or local service ads or anything like that. When positions become available for that local map, though, it's our job to find one company to work with and, of course, create the content necessary for you to be ahead of your competitors. Now, it looks like you've already got a website. Obviously, you see a value to having phone calls come directly to you. Websites are very powerful conversion tools, and I'm looking at your website right now. It, of course, gives the people who see it the reasons to pick up the phone and call you, although since most consumers rarely, if ever, go past the first page of their Google search, most websites are usually not seen by their intended audience. Our goal would be to change that. You would not be just listed on Google, though. You'd be listed on Bing as well, the other major search engine, Facebook, Yelp, Apple Maps. In fact, we would include a social media campaign. Paid Facebook ads are very affordable for younger companies and an excellent way to cover an entire service area and get your phone ringing quickly. Looks like you're doing 50 miles. We can target in and around that 50 miles. If there are places you really want to go, we can target specific cities, big and small, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where you most want to be found. And then it's residential and commercial, right?
Correct.
Did you have a preference of one over the other? Do you kind of like a nice, even mix?
Probably more residential.
Okay.
Even mix. I mean, I can do both of them, so that's
nice.
Both are fine to me.
Well, the best part about our service, it's not like a paid lead service. You're not paying for the lead whether you get the job or not. You're not in a bidding war with your competitors that are also getting that same lead. The calls will come directly to you, and we can target both residential and commercial clients, and then you can kind of pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable for you. It is offered on a month-to-month basis. There's no long-term contract. Of course, our job is just to make sure that your phone is ringing, that we're sending you those jobs, and kind of earn your business 1 month at a time. That being said, Lulu did request the new business rate, which is by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public, and it's for a good reason. We want to make it affordable, especially for younger businesses, because quite frankly, your success is our success, and we know that once we get you on that first page and get your phone ringing, although there are no long-term contracts, you're very likely to keep the service long-term. It's a promotional rate for a young company, but it's not an introductory rate, so it's not going to balloon up on you later on. It really amounts to more of like an assistance program, if you will, just to make it affordable for younger businesses. It's a significant savings, though, of a little bit over 50%. You would save exactly $300 a month, and it would bring the rate down from what would have normally been $599 a month to exactly $299. When I say exactly, it is to the penny. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. So you're not paying per lead, per click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Big jobs or small, residential or commercial, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it would still be that same flat rate. Now, I'm sure you guys have questions for me, but at least on the surface, is that something that you would want for sleep-tight plumbing?
Yeah, that's within my advertising budget, so I'm prepared to do that.
Beautiful.
Now, with this, so when they go into Google search and they type in plumb,
yep,
where, and then you get a, for that front page, you have roughly 10 to 15 plumbers that pop up.
Right.
Where exactly am I going to pop up in?
So it will vary a little bit by search phrase. Let's say someone, just for example, types in plumber near me, and then they don't even realize that they come back after eating a sandwich and they type in plumbers near me. That little change, that addition or deletion of the S, might mean that you're up one or down one. And of course, you know, our goal is just to make sure that no matter what someone types in, plumber near me, plumbing contractor, if they're typing in specific services that they need, our job is to make sure that you're on that first page, water heater installation, water heater replacement, whatever they might type in. As long as you're on that first page, you can get phone calls. But yeah, it's hard to determine exactly what position you'll be in because it does vary a little bit depending on the search phrase.
No, that makes sense. And then the other question is, so when you look up in Google and then you get some companies that have the full, like, a third page where it has their hours, directions, website, their picture. Am I getting that as well, or am I just going to be at work?
Yeah, no, you'll be on there as well. It's called the Knowledge Panel. It's kind of like a virtual or digital brochure for your business, so people will be able to see that. They'll be able to see, you know, your reviews, kind of, bullet points about your services. There's even photos on there. Of course, your website will be attached there as well. So you will have that listing will be right there on that first page. That's what people will see when they type in those keywords.
Okay, perfect. And that's at no additional charge. That's at the $2.
Correct. Yeah, that all of that's included. Yeah, everything is included in that flat rate.
All right, that's my biggest one.
I think that was it. And we're put on all the platforms: Facebook, Google, Bing.
Correct. Yes, absolutely. Okay. It's a comprehensive package designed to make sure that really on the devices that people are using, laptops, tablets, smartphones, PCs, even vehicles with internet access, that they're able to find your business on that first page. A lot of that content we create, not just because your customers can find you there, some of it most people wouldn't even think to look on. You know, all the different directories that are not well known, but we still create that content because it's important to Google. It is actually what gets indexed when someone does a keyword search. And just like a website, it talks about your services and your service area. That's what kind of convinces Google that you would be able to provide those services if someone were to call you. That's what's going to put you ahead of your competitors.
Now, will you be, like, sending us a link to this information to where we set it up, or do we have a person that we contact and give them all the information?
So we'll actually do what's called a client interview. So we'll have one of our technicians speak with you in detail about, you know, small things like the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, forms of payment that you accept, but also things like mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business. If, for example, you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. And of course, we'll want to really make sure that you've got all the different services listed, all the different keywords. We'll generate a keyword list. We'll do the keyword research, and we'll find out what most people are typing in when they're looking for your services. You'll be supplied with that list. You can say, yeah, I like it. You can say, could you please add this one, or no, I don't like that one, that type of thing. But we definitely do want you to be involved. From that point moving forward, you will have 24/7 access to what we call your client dashboard. So you'll have access to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for. You can, if you like, actually make content changes through your dashboard. Some of our clients do like to have that ability. Others, of course, just want to answer the phone when it rings, and they want to have us take care of everything. Either way, we'll be able to accommodate that. We can make all changes on our end if you like, and of course, there's no additional cost for changes down the road.
Okay. Any other questions?
And then that's a locked-in price, so if I'm with you guys for 20 years.
And, 20 years, yeah. No matter how long you're with us, even if it's, you know, a long time and you become a well-established business, even if for some reason, and we do every now and then raise our prices or we need to, no matter what, even if we raise our rates, you would still be kind of locked in at $299, which right now is the new in business rate. But like I said, it's not an introductory rate, so it will never go up on you.
Okay. So I'll be grandfathered in all the way through.
Exactly. Grandfathered in as long as you keep the service.
Okay. Yeah, I'm happy with that.
I'm happy with it as well.
We can go ahead and proceed if you like.
So the phone number that we're speaking on, this is definitely the phone number that's on the website. So it's the number that you want your customers to call. Is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yeah, so this number is definitely the one number you'll be calling.
The one number for all of you guys. Okay, perfect, for both of you guys. And then, let me see, I was looking on the website for it. We definitely want to have an email address on file. Of course, the calls come directly to you. Your customers, residential and commercial clients will simply pick up the phone and call you directly. When we reach out to you, though, we do use phone, text, and email. Emails are usually just for longer pieces of information, something that we want you to have for your records. What is a good email address then, either for you guys personally or for the business itself?
We'll do our business address.
Okay.
Okay, so it's sleeptight.plumbing@yahoo.com.
Okay, so sleeptight.plumbing@yahoo.com. I did want to ask you, because I see on the website that it is listed as Sleeptight Plumbing, but then Lulu attached an Angie Leads profile that says Sleeptight Plumbing LLC. So I understand that it is an LLC, but it seems like you don't want the LLC to be part of the branding of the business. Is that correct?
Well, we can... So using Nextdoor and all that, it's not allowing you to really put LLC, so it's just Sleeptight Plumbing.
Uh-huh.
If we can put the LLC on there, that's great.
Okay.
That way at least they know that it's a reputable business. It's just not
someone
throwing out a new one.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll put the LLC on there. The reason that I was asking is, with all the content that we're creating for you and with consistency being important, I just wanted to make sure that you had it, that we have it the way you wanted it created. So we'll have it as Sleeptight Plumbing LLC. The other thing that I wanted to just kind of verify here, and do correct me if I'm wrong, the business itself is service-based, meaning that you always go out to the customer, right? There's no physical address, no brick-and-mortar showroom that you would want us to promote for the business?
Correct. And if we have to put an address on, I'd rather use a P.O. box.
Yeah. So Google won't verify post office boxes. That might be an issue that you guys are currently having. But, of course, they don't expect you to have a showroom or brick-and-mortar location if customers don't come to you. In fact, they fully expect service-based businesses to kind of be run out of the truck, run from the home, even if you had, like, an office where you did your paperwork or a shop where you kept your tools. If customers don't come to you, Google doesn't want to list the physical street address because they wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. Now, a couple of things, like I said, I do want to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call takes about half an hour or so. And then I am required to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we've reduced the cost of the service, that the rate will never go up, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, actually pretty straightforward. And then before I do get to that voice verification for that initial payment of exactly $299, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you?
Do Visa.
A Visa. And, Brian, is it your name on the card or the business name or both?
It's the business name, so Sleeptight Plumbing LLC.
Okay, gotcha. You said it was a Visa card. That should actually start with a 4, all Visa cards do. Mm-hmm. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Perfect. 4427-4250-6577-7209.
And then the expiration month and year?
November 28, 11/28.
And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
574.
I have 574-574 on the back. I've got November or 11/2028 for the expiration date. And then was the card itself 4427-4250-6577-7209?
Correct.
Okay. And then what is the actual billing address of that card?
240 Bonanza, B-O-N-A-N-Z-A Drive.
Okay.
That's in Erie, 80516.
80516. Okay, you said 240 Bonanza Drive, 80516. Correct. Now, about a minute or so after I do the voice verification, you'll receive a confirmation email that does have our client support phone number, the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, it's 877-635-6225. Then it's simply option 1 to reach a live client support agent, and you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That is Mountain Time. Now, like I said, just the couple of things. I do need to get through that voice verification and then schedule that follow-up call with your technician. The voice verification is recorded, but feel free to stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of the business as you want it to appear online?
Sleep Tight Plumbing LLC.
Perfect. And that's exactly how I have that. Then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Brian Busto, owner and operator.
Okay. And then, Mr. Busto, as the owner operator of Sleep Tight Plumbing LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yeah, I am, yes.
Okay, perfect. Then it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, since it is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, coming to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both our company and from your potential customers. Mr. Busto, of course, you would agree to that, right?
I do, yes.
Perfect. Yeah, and as long as you answer the phone, Brian, you're going to be successful with the service. Now, it does say, in hiring us as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask is all the content that we'll be creating for your business. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online, including that LLC, is always accurate, current, and consistent. So We're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. Mr. Busta, we are just saying that if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is always accurate. Brian, that's fair enough, right?
It is. Now, we do go through a BMV magazine.
Okay.
They're handling part of Facebook, and they put out some information as well. So
okay.
Right,
but that's not online, though, right?
So it's on Facebook, on their
Facebook
website. Yeah.
Okay. So is... The reason that I ask and why I was asking you before if you wanted the LLC, and it looks like most of the listings do have LLC on there. The reason that I ask is we do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, since no customers come to you, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for the business online. So for the name, the phone number, the website, we want to make sure that everything is consistent. So as long as you're listed there with the same phone number, the same name, that should not be an issue. And we're just asking that moving forward with anything new, we do that audit in the beginning and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can address those issues appropriately and timely.
Understandable, yes.
Perfect. Now, with all of the reductions and the cost that I was able to apply, that new in business rate, with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 15th of February, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And then, Brian, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional destinations and directories. There is also the Facebook paid ads, and of course, it's all included in that fixed rate of $299. It is offered on a month-to-month basis with recurring billing on the 15th of the month moving forward. No contract. You can stop at any time. It is completely at will, so you can discontinue the service altogether. No questions asked or fees involved, or you can pause the service. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, if you want, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Brian, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. Now, I did want to go ahead and schedule that follow-up call with our technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Like I said, we schedule by the hour, but the call itself does take about 25, 30 minutes. I could actually get you in at 10 o'clock if you wanted that one. There's a couple of spots available later on, including the very last one, which would be 4 o'clock. Did you want something sooner or a little bit later on in the day?
No, 10 o'clock should be good.
10 o'clock? Okay. It's actually going to be scheduled from 10 until 11. It is a one-hour window for a call that does typically take about half that time. It'll get to you right at or shortly after 10 o'clock. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, then I'll be on the beginning part of that call as well, just to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any questions that you might have. I don't get a lot of advance notice, and I may already be on another call, in which case they'll just call you on their own. They'll have your file. They'll take really good care of you. I did want to set up a little bit of extra security on the account here, just a question and an answer. Anyone who calls you and tells you that they are with Google or with Local Splash, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if you call us, if either of you call us, we might also ask you for the answer. Now, the options for the security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Let's do city born in.
And then the answer?
Denver.
Denver. Okay, I have to type it in twice. But you're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now? Looks like the system has sent both the welcome email as well as the initial invoice email. They both do have the client support information on there, but the one that we want you to look at now is the one that says local splash initial invoice. If you click on that, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Are you able to see that?
Yeah, let me get on.
If you click on the click here.
Okay, and then I agree.
Oh, you're already all the way down there.
Yeah.
So you, yeah, click on the two boxes. Obviously, one's for us to send text messages through the computer. The other one is to authorize that you're the signer. The signature has to be the same as it is there, so of course it's case sensitive. The B's are capitalized. If you're copying and pasting, just be careful to not copy a space before or after your name. Once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box to the right of it. That actually does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost, that that rate is fixed. It does also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. Now, you'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know if you see that login screen.
Okay, I'm on it now.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. The reason you're seeing it, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you will be using very soon to access your tracking system. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. We do need to do that client interview in this upcoming hour. Normally, you would get an automated reminder an hour prior to your client interview, but we've already passed that time, so you're not going to get that automated reminder. I'm going to instead send you a calendar invite. The invite is just for your records. You don't need to respond to it. It's going to say Local Splash CI, ING, or ENG. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. It actually does have your username, your name, and your phone number. I can give you the username because that cannot be changed. It's already been assigned. Luckily, it's the number that we're speaking on. Easy to remember. The area code's included, but just numbers, no dashes, spaces, parentheses. Your username then will always be 720-301-9700. Once you get your username and password emailed out to you, you can change that password if you like, but you can't change the username. And any correspondence to the support email, and again, that's everything you can send to that support email, please just list your phone number or your username. It helps us quickly access the information and forward it to the right department. I'm sending that that calendar invite out to you. Again, you do not need to respond to it, but it's going out to your email inbox. Like I said, if I am in between phone calls in about a half an hour when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call in the very beginning, and I certainly hope that I am. It's been a real pleasure speaking with you. I did want to have you both down here as a point of contact. My understanding is that there's not a different number for us to call, but I did want to have both your names on file. I've got Brian Busto, and then Lulu was not really.
No, it's Shara, S-H-A-R-A.
She did have that part. And then your last name? Is it?
It's Busto. It's the same
gotcha.
As Brian.
Just wanted to make sure. Never, ever do want to assume. And then, Shara, the phone number, the 9700 number, that's still a good number for us to use to call you as well? or if you call us,
correct,
that's the number we would expect. Perfect.
Yep.
So I've got you guys both down as authorized points of contact. The client interview could be with either or both of you. Like I said, it's just basic general knowledge questions about the business itself. I do hope that I am available in between phone calls at least for a moment or so. Just to say a quick hello, it's been a pleasure speaking with you both. If I'm not on that call, or I guess even if I am, I did want to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get that website out
there
in front of more eyes and get your phone ringing a little bit more.
Thank you so much for all your help.
Thank you both. Thank you both.
Hey, I do have one question for you. To set up auto pay, can I set that up with the technician, or will you send me something where I can set up auto pay where I don't have to worry about it?
So it is actually already set up to automatically bill on today's date, the 15th, moving forward. You can always, through your tracking or your dashboard, your client dashboard, through the tracking system as part of the dashboard, but through the dashboard, you can update billing information if you like. If not, it will be set to automatically bill on the 15th of the month with the card that we have on file. It's encrypted. All I can see is the last four for reference, but it is on file and scheduled to bill a month from today.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right. So it is already set up to bill automatically. Like I said, if you ever want to pause it or anything like that, we do say let us know so we can prevent the charge from actually happening. Just give us a call a couple of days before.
Perfect.
Thank you, Paul.
All right. Oh, thank you both. I appreciate your time. And like I said, hopefully I'll be available to speak with you guys shortly when we give you a call in about a half an hour.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. You have a great rest of the day. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.